You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
Hey, Rocker, I think somebody's here.
That's right. Rob.
Yes.
Chris Bubba Haubecker. He's been a photojournalist with WISC-TV for 12 years. He works on news weekdays and plenty of weekends. Often he's the man behind the camera asking the unheard questions that inspire the statements you see people give on the Channel 3 News. But Chris has another passion, local music, and he produces a show called Morning Notes, featuring interviews and stories on local music groups and personalities. And Bubba Haubecker, he's here. Welcome back to Mag Zinc Radio.
Thanks, Rockers. Great to be back. Great to be back here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, man. You know, you came to Madison from Chicago in 96 to attend Edgewood College. And you couldn't leave.
No.
Yet
who
you
would
have
leave?
No, it's such a great town, Madison.
But you have retained your Bears fandom fantasies of a Super Bowl. Are you a stranger in a strange land?
I mean, I could call myself a Madisonian. I think now I've lived here longer than I lived and grew up in Chicago. But coming up here in 96, it was, you know, had to kind of be a Bears fan because that's when the Packers won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you know, Brett Favre was on my Mountain Dew cans and I moved into a green and gold house and it was just Packers fans everywhere.
A green and gold house?
Oh, yeah. Right on Monroe Street, right by Edgewood. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It was just Packers everywhere. So I had to kind of, you know, represent the Bears and being from Chicago. So,
oh, that's funny. Tell us about Bubba. How did you get started? What's your backstory?
So, yeah, I started in Chicago as, came up here for Edgewood and always been kind of behind the camera, you know, shooting video or, you know, bands and stuff here in town. And, you know, it was great at being at Channel 3 now, you know, being able to cover the local music scene.
Hey, you said you were with Channel 57?
Yeah, I was at Channel 57 for a while, CW affiliate at the time, and was just, you know, kind of doing everything, master control and all these different things. And they didn't have a whole lot of production there. They didn't have a news, you know. Mm-hmm. So at Channel 3, we have, you know, full newsroom and, you know, cover the local scene.
A library of cameras, right?
Yes. No van, though.
Rob wanted to know about your camera.
Do you name your camera?
No. Camera doesn't have a name.
Do you, like have a favorite camera? Like, one camera's a little better than the rest of the cameras?
Number two.
I mean, I love my GoPro, honestly. You know, getting the GoPro and getting those shots, is a lot of fun.
Sure.
But, yeah, Madison is just such, you know, you guys know it. You guys cover the local music scene, and it's just so vibrant here in Madison. And I just love meeting the different artists and covering all the different music here in town.
Now, you used to have a show, I don't know, maybe some people might remember here, WYOU.
Yeah, Channel 4.
You had a cable access show when they had cable access. iSolar Media.
iSolar Media, yeah. iSolar Media was like a comedy sketch show. We did about 7 episodes.
What year was that?
That was back when I was in college, so 97, 98,
yeah.
99 years. Those, you know. And it was a lot of fun. We, you know, that. Remember Blair Witch Project? Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah,
movie,
yeah.
So we did the Abercrombie and Fitch Project where we had all these frat boys, you know, witch... made these freshmen drink to death, and it was just, we camped out in the woods.
That's a true story, right?
It was just a lot of fun. You know, we just did comedy sketch type stuff, and so it was, that's kind of started behind the camera with that sort of thing in college, and it kind of grew to, you know, me being a professional cameraman now. So
it's, that's incredible. Where does your passion for local music come from?
You know, I've always just followed, I've never been a musician myself. I don't play any instruments, but I, you know, follow the local scene as far as, you know, it's so vibrant. And I'll tell you a story, actually. Back in college, G Love and the Special Sauce
were playing. Oh, yeah.
You know those guys.
Oh,
they were playing at the Barrymore Theater.
Right.
So here I was living on Monroe Street, and this was before cell phones. And my friends came to try to pick me up for the show, and nope, couldn't get a hold of me. So they left for the show. So here I am waiting for them, and they're not around. So I just said, okay, I'm gonna start walking to the Barrymore. So from Monroe Street. So,
oh wow!
So it starts snowing, and I, you know, I just get all the way, walk all the way from Monroe Street to the Barrymore. I get there, I don't have a ticket. They had my ticket, so I can't get into the show. And I was just like, oh, here's my moment. I'm gonna go, and I see the bouncers kind of messing with this drunk guy, so I'm gonna see my moment. I rush in, I get into the show, and I, you know, catch five or so songs of G Love. It just, I just kind of shows my passion as far as I just love seeing music, hearing music, and you know, experiencing, you know, the music in Madison.
I'm walking like 3 miles in a snowstorm just to see a show without a ticket.
Yes, without a ticket.
Oh my, Chris, you recently covered Rob DZ's Brush with Death, and I was in that story. That happened just a few weeks ago. Talk about working as a photojournalist for Channel 3000 News in Madison and covering some of these artists like Rob DZ.
You know, that story was so cool to work with you and Rob DZ on, because, you know, it was just getting in those local venues like the Gamma Ray, you know, and meeting these people and telling their stories is what is great. And getting my eye and seeing everyone, seeing what I see, you know, and meeting who I meet,
yeah,
and, is a really cool part. Being able to tell the story, you know, Rob had suffered something, but you guys are brothers now. As far as you guys had,
we're in the same club.
Yeah,
yeah.
and being able to tell that story, interviewing and putting it together in a you know, an edited form for the news is a lot of fun for me.
Are you the guy that actually kind of edits everything together?
So yeah, a lot of people think, oh, it's these reporters going around, and you know, a lot of times the reporters are shooting the stuff themselves. But I'm going around as far as I'm doing the interviewing myself a lot of times too.
Yeah.
Interviewing the subjects and bringing it back and putting it all together for the news that day. That's the fun part of the job for sure.
Oh, that's what's something behind the scenes that you would never know unless you worked for the news?
Well, you know, a lot of people think the anchors write and, you know, do they, all
they
that
duel,
themselves,
right? Just like Ron Burgundy, right? You know,
but there's a lot of, you know, behind the scenes people that, you know, put the news together. There's, you know, the producers actually write the stories. They're the writers of our news group. There's, you know, the anchors help them as far as the writing, but there's the directors, there's the camera people. There's just so many kind of helpers to kind of put it all together in a newscast that you don't think about when you're just watching an anchor read the news. But there also isn't a lot of glamour. You know, there's nobody doing these anchors' makeup or anything.
Yeah.
There's a box with a comb and, you know.
Well, you know what I would say, the one thing that I noticed is that some of the shorter anchors, they stand on like a little
yeah,
box. Like a little box.
Yes. Yep. Yeah, sometimes there's, yeah, well, we have, you know, tall and short people.
Right.
You know, kind of even them out sometimes. So, you know, you cheat with a box or they step on a box.
Oh, that's pretty funny. Talk about your show, Morning Notes, and interviewing local musicians. And how can we watch these segments on Channel 3's media?
So, yeah, these segments are called Morning Notes. They air on Saturday mornings on our on our station, Channel 3 WISC. And if you want to see our old ones, you can go to Channel 3000 and just search on our news bar for Morning Notes, because I've been doing this since 2019, and I've got about 20 or 30 different, you know, artists that I've covered. And so you can see them online. But so last night I went to Metal Fest and so covered Lords of the Trident, and I will edit that this week for next week's air.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we'll be talking that in a moment. What genres of bands do you do anything? I mean, is there any kind of criteria or stuff that you do?
No criteria at all. Yeah, I just love, that's what's so special, I think, about Madison, because you've got the singer-songwriters, you've got the bands, you've got, you know, all the different genres throughout Madison. And so being able to cover, you know, anybody I'm asking today, you know, that wants their band covered, would love, you know, for them to reach out to me and let me know. Cause yeah, just celebrating that local scene.
Well, and I was going to say that Morning Notes is looking for new and interesting artists to feature on the show. How do artists contact you to appear on your show?
Yeah. Best way is the email. Yeah. That's C-Hawbaker, C-H-A-W-B-A-K-E-R at channel3000.com. That's my email. So, that's the best way. to contact me. I'm looking for,
say that one more time so people can maybe get it.
C. Habaker, H-A-W-B-A-K-E-R is my last name, at Channel 3000. It would be the email.
Oh, that's pretty cool. So, hey, you bands out there, that's kind of like submitting the music to Max Inc. Radio. You can get your story told on Morning Notes. Give Chris a message. And you were just talking about last night, you interviewed the most metal band on earth, Lords of the Trident, at the High Noon Saloon. And the interview will air next Saturday morning, as you said, January 24th. Talk about Fang Von Rasteen and the boys.
Yeah,
What was that like?
Those guys were metal. Those guys put on a show. They have costumes and just, you know, the thrashing of the hair and everything that you would expect from a metal show. These guys were amazing. Kind of almost too loud for my microphones is what I found, because I haven't looked at the footage at all yet, but it was so loud and the show was packed. So many people there, new fans as well as old, because they've been playing for like 16, 17 years
right.
or so.
Sure.
A lot of great fans. They just had a new album, I think, live in Japan.
They've been there a few times now.
Yeah. It's just amazing that this is a local band in Madison that, you know, is huge in Japan.
Yeah.
It's just amazing. They put on a great show and can't wait. Did some great interviews with Ty and the gang, and can't wait to look at that and put that together for next week.
Were you able to talk to him about his love of bidets?
No.
Oh,
that's an important topic.
Every bathroom in Ty's house has a bidet.
Yes.
And
he got that love from going to Japan.
Well, yeah, I did interview him. He has this Mad with Power Fest that he does,
right.
And he's the best man cave I've ever seen.
Just
the video games, and it was impressive.
He is so awesome. Chris, thank you so much for coming down to the studio tonight. We really appreciate it, and thank you for providing a platform for local artists. It means a lot.
Of course, no, I'm glad to support you guys. You guys do it every Saturday, you know? Just seeing and hearing all these, you know, great artists here on this radio. I'm glad to collaborate, and it's awesome to be here. Thanks so much, Rocker.
Well, let's check out Lords of the Trident, who will be appearing on the Morning Notes show on WISC Channel 3 on Saturday morning, January 24th. This is Lords of the Trident with Jet Set City, Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.